What if the penny you found wasn't random? What if that butterfly wasn't just passing through? Laura Lynn Jackson's work has ignited a cultural conversation that bridges grief counseling offices and spiritual circles alike, suggesting something radical. Our loved ones never truly leave us. They simply change addresses. From Oprah's enthusiastic endorsement to its presence in therapy waiting rooms, this message resonates because it addresses our deepest fear, that death severs connection permanently. Yet across cultures and throughout history, humans have sensed otherwise. That cardinal at your window, the song that plays at the perfect moment, the dream so vivid it feels like a visit, these aren't wishful thinking. They're a language we've forgotten how to speak fluently, one that operates on frequencies our busy, distracted minds struggle to detect. The question isn't whether signs exist, but whether we're paying attention. Marie clutched her coffee in a hospital waiting room, her husband undergoing emergency heart surgery. In desperation, she silently asked Carrie, their infant son, who had died decades earlier, for reassurance that Pete would survive. Moments later, a nurse handed her change with a dollar bill bearing Carrie scrawled in black marker. Pete's surgery succeeded. This is how the other side communicates, through meaningful coincidences defying statistical probability. The framework includes default signs, coins, feathers, birds, alongside deeply personal symbols unique to each relationship. You might receive repeated number sequences, familiar scents without sources, or electronic devices behaving mysteriously. A woman contemplating pregnancy sees blue bows everywhere, the exact sign her deceased father showed a medium. These aren't vague feelings, they're specific, verifiable moments creating synchronicity, meaningful patterns connecting inner psychological states with outer physical events. Each person has a team of light, a spiritual support system comprising universal God energy, spirit guides, and crossed loved ones. Spirit guides include gatekeepers protecting your energy, teachers guiding spiritual growth, and healers processing emotional wounds. They work through impossibly perfect timing, the stranger saying exactly what you needed, the wrong turn saving you from an accident, the book falling open to the precise passage addressing your question. These teams collaborate across dimensions to engineer human connections. Two mothers, Carla and Eliza, each lost young sons named Calder and Caleb. During a reading, Calder revealed he and Caleb had become friends on the other side and wanted their mothers to meet. The women formed a profound friendship orchestrated by their sons from beyond. While signs often arrive spontaneously, you can establish your own communication protocol with the other side. The process requires what our overstimulated culture rarely provides, genuine quiet. Start with 10 minutes of true silence, no television, no phone. Find a comfortable spot, close your eyes, and focus on your breath. When thoughts intrude, gently redirect attention to breathing. This isn't about achieving mystical states, it's about creating mental space for reception. Next, ask for a specific sign, either aloud or mentally. Be creative and distinctive. Send me a green monkey or show me a purple elephant. Make requests unique but not impossible. You're establishing a code, a private language between dimensions. Allow 3 days for delivery, though signs sometimes appear within hours. Receptivity matters enormously. Jackson's mother requested a purple elephant from her deceased husband. She received it as a lawn decoration, but later realized they'd walked past the Purple Elephant restaurant, complete with purple statue, without noticing. We miss signs constantly because we're looking down at phones instead of up at the world. When signs arrive, express gratitude. Acknowledgement transforms passive reception into active dialogue. Finally, consider sharing your experiences. Many receive extraordinary signs yet tell no one, fearing ridicule. Sharing creates community, inspiring others to recognize their own signs and building collective understanding that we're navigating something larger than isolated existence. Signs actively guide pivotal decisions. Clayton and Natalie Morris clashed over having a third child until Clayton's deceased grandmother Alma delivered a message through Jackson during a television interview, insisting a third child awaited them. 4 weeks later, Natalie was pregnant with Eve, whose arrival healed previous wounds around motherhood. For Danielle, signs orchestrated complete life transformation. After leaving a decade-long relationship and losing her job, she received excellent corporate offers. But during recruitment calls, bizarre electrical phenomena erupted. Outlets smoking, lights flickering, phantom phone calls. Her grandmother, Sally, was screaming, "Wrong path," through electrical disturbances. When asked what she'd do if money weren't an issue, Danielle admitted opening a juice shop and teaching yoga. She declined lucrative offers, eventually owning Beacon Blend Juices and teaching yoga full-time. Amy, pregnant and alone after losing her father, had scheduled an abortion. During a reading, her father showed a gift box with blue bow. Hours later, she saw an identical blue bow at her friend's house. She canceled the appointment. Throughout pregnancy, more signs appeared. Bows everywhere. Their special song, Sweet Caroline, Irish clovers. She gave birth to James. Signs illuminate paths aligned with our highest good, functioning like spiritual GPS that persistently points toward decisions serving our soul's growth, even when those choices require courage. Signs transform grief from permanent loss into ongoing relationship. For 6 years after her son Jonathan's suicide on her birthday, Leslie believed he'd chosen that day to hurt her. During a reading with Jackson, Jonathan revealed the opposite. He'd chosen her birthday to create an eternal link, ensuring she'd think of him during celebrations. He showed their shared sign, a tree with a heart, which Leslie had forgotten she'd planted, demonstrating how grief blinds us to signs before our eyes. Leslie now senses Jonathan's presence at the foot of her bed or by the front door, spots where they'd shared morning conversations and goodbye hugs. She celebrates her birthday on May 1st, reserving April 14th as Jonathan's Day, showing how understanding signs reshapes our relationship with loss. Those who struggled with emotional expression in life often become eloquent communicators after crossing. Jackson's father, emotionally reserved in life, became a better communicator in death. Elvis became his sign, appearing as Heaven's Diner artwork, a license plate reading Elvis for you, even a confused cashier randomly asking if a Queen song was by Elvis. Through signs, we experience their love more purely and heal wounds that seemed permanent. As Jackson writes, "Through signs, our loved ones can communicate better than they ever did on Earth, and it's never too late to heal and grow these relationships." Everything is energy. Your body, this screen, your chair, all are vibrating energy fields appearing as solid matter. Quantum mechanics confirms what seems solid is actually dancing packets of energy. We're souls with bodies, not bodies with souls, literally emitting measurable biophotons during cellular metabolism. The other side communicates by manipulating these energy fields, likely using Earth's magnetic field. This explains why spiritual experiences often coincide with geomagnetic fluctuations. Animals, naturally sensitive to electromagnetic energy, frequently serve as messengers. Birds, butterflies, dragonflies, appearing at meaningful moments. Electrical occurrences, metal objects, and rainbows also serve as common signs. Dreams offer powerful connection because during REM sleep, our analytical frontal lobe quiets while our brain experiences electrical bursts. This theta wave state, 4 to 8 hertz, mirrors deep meditation and the frequency Jackson experiences during readings, creating optimal conditions for spiritual communication. Our energy affects others measurably. You can change a room's atmosphere just by entering. By consciously elevating our energy through gratitude, meditation, nature, and healthy boundaries, we become more receptive to signs. The key insight? We elevate our lives by elevating our energy. This bridges spiritual tradition with emerging science. Research in biofield science and quantum biology increasingly supports an interconnected energy matrix linking all living things. The central revelation isn't that Jackson receives messages from the other side. It's that we all can. We're all part of this magnificent tapestry, woven together in ways that defy our perception of separation. When you open yourself to this communication, life transforms. you recognize yourself as a light being temporarily housed in a physical body, here to shine your unique radiance. Gratitude and presence become frequencies that attune you to higher guidance. You also serve as a messenger, an angel on earth, sometimes knowingly, often not. That impulse to call someone at the exact moment they needed it wasn't random. The book you felt compelled to give a stranger, you were being used as an instrument. We're all part of each other's teams of light, orchestrating connections without fully realizing our role. Jackson watched her son play trumpet in his school band, each instrument contributing its distinct voice, creating something far more magnificent together. We are all distinct instruments, playing separate, beautiful notes, but together we create a symphony that makes sense of our individual parts. The signs are everywhere: butterflies, dragonflies, pennies, rainbows, songs, dreams. Your loved ones on the other side are steering you toward happiness, plotting to move you onto your highest path. When you become mindful, you'll see things you couldn't see before. So start today. Find 10 minutes of genuine quiet. Ask for your sign. Pay attention. Look up instead of down. Absorb instead of rushing. When signs arrive, say thank you. Love doesn't die. It simply changes form, continuing to guide you from beyond the veil. The only question remaining, are you ready to listen?